Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and later on we're going to be talking about the history and use of the wah-wah pedal, your favorite guitar device, Jim. But first, we've got some buried treasures.
Yeah, what is a buried treasure? Greg, you know, we are listening to records all the time. Sometimes they're things that fly way under the radar. We do these buried treasure shows maybe four times a year, and they're a pure treat for us because it's stuff that we, you know, doesn't warrant a full-on record review, but we're excited about them and we want to share them with you at home.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I do think they warrant full-on record review, actually. We just have so many records to get to, and these are that we didn't quite get to.
We keep trying for the four-hour Sound Opinions, but nobody seems to want that.
So I'm going to go to this artist named Ron Gallo, originally out of Philadelphia, now lives in Nashville, Jim. I really loved his debut solo record, Heavy Meta, which came out a few months ago. I got a chance to see him perform with this new band that he'd formed. And got to talk to him a little bit about how he came to form this band that he now has and got to the sound that he now has, which is very different from what he had been doing when he was in Philadelphia with this band named Tin Soldiers. He's now basically a mixture of punk, blues, and grunge, if I may use that awful G word. It's the best way to describe it. It's sort of an amalgam of underground music of the last 20, 30 years. He said he got to this place because of this broken relationship he was in. His girlfriend at the time was going through some addiction issues. And it was a pretty dark couple of years there as he was winding down his stay in Philadelphia. And he said, I started revisiting these records that I'd sort of passed over as a kid. You know, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Patti Smith, Iggy and the Stooges, Funhouse came up as a reference point. And he said, you know, I felt like I'd sort of been tricking myself into thinking I was writing music that meant something. And I realized I wasn't really telling the truth about myself. And he sort of said, you know, I've got to address head on what my life is and where it's going. He was going through this sort of crisis of confidence. He's a guy in his 20s having the equivalent of a midlife crisis, kind of reevaluating everything. He said, there were the first 27 years of my life, and then this is like chapter two. It's starting with this record. What you're getting is a blast of unvarnished guitar rock combined with, in many cases, self-lacerating lyrics. Here's a song from Heavy Meta, Ron Gallo's solo debut album called Young Lady, You're Scaring Me on Sound Opinions.
Don't bail right to the temple. Carry me to your shrine, dedicated to the prince of the last of your nine lives. Shake with it in the darkest corner all night until I closed up shop. I turned out the lights. Then she begged for me to drive her home. I thought about the Kensington Stranglers. I was about to say no. No need, get out, take your purse. Young lady, you're scaring me. Young lady, you're scaring me. Remember that time you wrote me 200 letters, never once to a single reply.
Young Lady, You're Scaring Me from Ron Gallo's solo debut, Heavy Meta on Sound Opinions, one of my buried treasures. Jim, where are you digging?
I'm going to L.A., Greg, for a woman who performs under the name Gothic Tropic, Cecilia Della Peruti. She is a wonderful guitar virtuoso. How often do you hear a list like this? Duff McKagan, Donnie Harrison, and Cecilia. That's she's one up there with a new Fender guitar campaign, lauding some of the new virtuosos. I think she's newer and better than the other two names there. She reminds me in some ways of Bats for Lashes, or dare I say, PJ Harvey, in that she is a galvanizing frontwoman with an incredibly strong vision that is part psychedelic rock and part post-punk. Television and Wire are among her heroes. But there's a much more psychedelic lilt to the music. At times, it's almost synth rock or shoegazer or psychedelic pop. It's just fantastic stuff. The new album is called Fast or Feast. It just came out in May, and I've just had it on repeat ever since I downloaded it. Good, good stuff. This is a track called Stronger. It's one of the more rollicking songs on this record. I love it. Faster Feast is the album. Gothic Tropic is the band. Stronger is the song on Sound Opinions. Try to get real. Gothic Tropic, Stronger. That song, at least, Greg, is neither particularly gothic nor tropic. I don't know why Cecilia Della Pariti chose that moniker. I think we have to invite her on Sound Opinions and get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, like, well, truth in advertising, right?
Yeah, open invite, Cecilia. What's your next buried treasure?
Jim, I'm going to go to an artist who calls herself Bonzi. Her second album, Zone on 9, self-released. I think one of the reasons it's under the radar is because she is putting her records out on her own. And they are not getting the audience they deserve. Bonzi, otherwise known as Nina Ferraro, a Wisconsin native who is now playing in Chicago. You know, the one thing I love about the music that she has put out over the last few years, she started, releasing records when she was a teenager. A consistent refusal to be pinned down to genre or really simplified descriptions of the kind of music she makes. She's really one of those artists where you say, you really need to hear it to get what she's about. You know, I think evidence of that is the diversity of the people she's worked with in the last few years. Some big name people like Steve Albini, the noise rock maestro out of Chicago, Portishead's Adrian Utley is on this most recent record. She's worked with the indie folk duo, the Milk Carton Kids. You can hear all or none of those influences in any particular song that you may want to listen to. I think the key for me is that you strip these songs down and to voice and guitar, and you still get a great song. But her arrangements have become much more ambitious the last couple of years. On this particular record, she went to both the West Coast and the UK to work with different producers to get this widescreen production. So you have, in the song that I'm going to play, sort of an unassuming lo-fi bedroom vibe, which kind of indicates where she's coming from. That's where she started as kind of a singer-songwriter in Wisconsin. And then it veers into this stranger territory, you know, and it starts to veer between the abrasive and the dreamy. And that's where you get the full effect of this wider screen production that she's going for. The album is called Zone on 9, and the song is called Crescent from Bonzi on Sound Opinions.
Oh, you like to pretend, oh, at arm's length, oh, but when that line bends, oh, do you like it then? Oh, the ceiling is taut, oh, and covered in rock, oh, so when you hit just like you jump ahead.
Bonzi with Crescent from the Zone on 9 album, one of my buried treasures. Where are you going next, Jim?
Greg, I'm going to Staten Island. I think Staten Island has not given rock and roll much that's great aside from David Johansen of the New York Dolls and I guess some of the Wu-Tang Clan, right? But Jigsaw Youth hails in part from Staten Island. Maria Alvarez, Alex Dimitro, Natasha Beck are a power trio in the greatest sense of that word. They're taking their name from a Bikini Kill song from 93. They are very much inspired by those bands of the early 90s alternative explosion. I think in that regard, they share a lot in common with Bully, a band that I love, and Courtney Barnett, who we both adore. She's been on Sound Opinions. Young women going back to the 90s alternative explosion when they were just kids, taking what they loved about that music and bringing it into a new generation in 2017. There's humor, there's energy, there's ferocity, and I love this song, Aunt Jenny's Got My Back. I think we all have that older aunt or uncle who turned us on when we were kids to really cool stuff. I'm thinking of my own Aunt Kay. You know, the first time I ever went into Manhattan from Jersey City was always with Aunt Kay, taking me to cool bookstores and neat things that maybe I wasn't quite old enough for yet, but shaped my life. I believe that's what they're singing about. I'm not certain, though. The song moves so fast and so powerfully. Who the heck knows? Aunt Jenny's Got My Back by Jigsaw Youth on Sound Opinions.
What?
Jigsaw Youth, Aunt Jenny's Got My Back. I love that, Greg. Now let's hear from one of our listeners, Greg, about a buried treasure.
Hey, Jim and Greg. It's Jeff from Calgary, Alberta, Canada here. And my pick for a recent buried treasure is Yesterday's Gone by Loyal Carner.
She could be my little freckle-faced fidgeter. Me but miniature, sleeping on the sofa till she tackles and I tickle her the whisperer. I could be your listener, telling me your stories while I'm showing her a signature, the scribbler. Saying that she's finished, but I tell her eat a spinach and she'll see the sky's the limit, trust. Cause when we're with it, I can feel it, ain't no limit. Just be free, me and my sister, I can see the sky's the limitless.
In the song Florence, Loyal, a British rapper, imagines what life would be like if he had a little sister. Sharing jokes, talking all day, teaching her his Nan's pancake recipe.
Remember that I promised her some pancakes. So I stagger to the stove and start to stand braised. See, I'ma make them like my nan, mate.
I see you perching on the corner of the weeping window pane.
Although it's a cliche these days, I was drawn in by a song from an iPhone commercial. The song is still a highlight and nicely represents the personal, heartfelt, charming, and soulful nature of the album. And I just found out that yesterday's song was nominated for the Mercury Prize, so hopefully we'll be getting the attention it deserves. Later.
I get caught up in the laugh. I should go, but though what? No, I shouldn't ask. See, my sister's like, nah, there's one more task. I ain't bored at one.
All right. After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures. And later in the show, we'll explore the influence and mechanics of the wah-wah pedal. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.